This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A senior UN official in Afghanistan met Sunday the deputy prime minister of the Taliban-led government to discuss a ban on women working for non-governmental groups that Afghan authorities have announced in a series of measures rolling back women's rights. The deputy head of the UN mission in Afghanistan met in the capital, Kabul, to discuss the ban as well as other measures, including barring women from universities. At least 9 people suffocated to death as crowds rushed to see a New Year's fireworks display near Uganda's capital. Reuters correspondent Mia Wormsley.
Just after the clock struck midnight, crowds got stuck in a narrow corridor in a shopping mall near the country's capital, Kampala, police said. Patrick Onyango is the spokesperson for Kampala Metropolitan Police.
Everybody was rushing inside back for the concert to continue. 5 people, mostly children, juveniles, were stepped on. Suffocation entered in, and instantly, five children died.
Several others were also confirmed dead. Onyango said an investigation into the disaster has been opened.
Ukrainians faced a grim start to 2023 as Sunday brought more Russian missile and drone attacks following a blistering New Year's Eve assault that killed at least 3 civilians across the country. Air raid sirens sounded in the capital shortly after midnight, followed by a barrage of missiles that interrupted the small celebration residents held at a home due to wartime curfews. Ukrainian officials allege Moscow was deliberately targeting civilians along with critical infrastructure. This is VOA News. More countries are requiring that visitors from China be tested for COVID-19 before boarding a flight or a boat. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn is reporting.
Australia and Canada are the latest to join the growing list of countries that are requiring those traveling from China be screened for the coronavirus. That includes passengers from Hong Kong and Macau, who will also have to show a negative COVID test within 2 days of their departure. China's battling a nationwide COVID outbreak after easing restrictions that had led to nationwide protests. The U.S. and a number of other countries already announced mandatory testing, with concerns over China's lack of case reporting and fears that new variants will spread. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More countries are requiring that visitors from China be treated for COVID-19 or tested for COVID-19 before boarding a flight or a boat. Croatia on Sunday joined more than 24 countries, adding the world's largest free travel area. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen congratulated Croatia on entering the European Union's control-free Schengen area and the Eurozone on Sunday.
There is no place in Europe where it is more true today that it is a season of new beginnings and new chapters than here at the border between Croatia and Slovenia.
Croatia's prime minister said his country was the first to join both the Schengen and the Eurozone on the same day. After midnight on Sunday, police removed signage and a barrier was lifted for the last time before a placard reading "Free Passage" was erected at a crossing. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden and top administration officials are planning to open a new year of divided government by fanning out across the country to talk about how the economy is benefiting from his work with Democrats and Republicans. As part of the pitch, Biden and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell are planning to make a rare joint appearance in McConnell's home in the state of Kentucky on Wednesday night to highlight already $1 trillion in infrastructure spending that lawmakers approved on a bipartisan basis in last year. There is more at voanews.com. By a remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.